timelines, very clear, concise, to the point, and even to where you turn it in and who you turn it into. So everybody's well informed. And then we have a communication plan in place as well that we'll finalize too. And again, it's just getting that finalization, making sure the committee's all on the same page, so we're delivering the same message and moving forward. So that's where we're at this point. Angie, anything else to add?
So you do you have a, have you decided who will do the scoring yet?
Right now, as a committee, not we have come up with a pretty good tentative plan.
Okay.
More details and finalization we'll be able to share in the near future, but it could be a combination of Marysville staff as well as an outside professional educator to be involved in that rubric process.
Thinking you might have to trademark it, you know.
Well, when you think about it, this is it's part of our mission. This is innovative.
Yeah, right.
And this is collaborative. Mm-hmm. And this may inspire other districts to follow our lead. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thanks. I'd just like to add it has been great to see everyone work together and it has not been oppositional at all. It's been great collaboration between administrators and staff to try to, and I think the most impressive part to me was people spoke up very clearly and said, hey, we want this to be something that's, you know, rigorous and that people have to work for and not just a gimme. And so it kind of speaks to the spirit of what we went into negotiations with, and it's great to see it coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. We know we have a lot of talented people who deserve to be honored and recognized with that. So it's been great work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
That's great.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in here. Briefly, I thought I would hit on, hopefully you've seen in the newspaper and around Mr. Cook's trip to Japan. He is back safely and had a fantastic trip. I've asked him to come in August and share with you some highlights. So he will be doing that. He was asked to go as a larger group, but we were able to, Eric with the chamber was able to establish a visit to Yori, where he was actually able to visit the mayor of Yori, to meet the superintendent, meet some of the students, and make some connection and spend part of the day with them as well. So they were very excited. They talked a lot about the student exchange program that we hope to start next summer, as quickly as next summer. So those connections are taking place, as well as our two Japanese teachers for next year are starting to work with the Friendship Committee, which is our Yori Marysville Committee, to learn more about what has already been planned, let themselves kind of be exposed, let the committee get to know them a little bit, and start planning that work. So pretty exciting time as well. Performance data, preliminary results are in from the OAA. Again, I want to use the word preliminary. As we know, sometimes they shift before the final. I would say the beginning of August would be my sense that we'd see a final report. In the past, ODE has made some mistakes, so it's ended up to be later in August. We did fairly well. As you know, some of the indicators for success increased this year. It increased from 75% passage to 80% passage. We did miss the mark in two areas. We missed the mark in fifth grade math and eighth grade science. So we still have some work to do there. Eighth grade science did increase over last year, but not high enough to meet the 80% threshold. Our performance index stayed relatively flat around the right now. Preliminary shows we had a 0.2 point decrease. We'll see what that final number comes out. And remember, the preliminary numbers are collective. Everyone who tested at Marysville is in that preliminary number. What happens from there is students may have had a hiccup in attendance. So if they were, let's say a student was expelled for in the middle of the school year, that student's data is removed. If a student was enrolled here, moved somewhere else, and came back, they took the test with us, but they had a hiccup in their attendance, so that doesn't count. If they didn't move here till December, that score wouldn't count. So there's called a cleanup report that's run by the state. So they will clean that up, and then that is what's representative in our final data. So that'll give you a better sense at that time. I still have a lot of concern about our AMO data. Preliminary results are not favorable for our subgroups, so we'll continue to monitor that. That score for the subgroup continues to increase every year, so we're going to continue to make strides in that area. As you know, we have an all subgroup here. We have a white subgroup here. We have socioeconomic or economically disadvantaged subgroup here and an IEP subgroup here. The requirements for those, Jonathan, am I right? It was 89.5 for reading and 80.5 for math, I believe.
Approximately 80.5 for math, either the 84.5 or the 89.5.
For reading. So that mark for the subgroup, which are our most challenged kids, is actually higher than what the score is for everyone else. So we continue to monitor that and certainly want to close that achievement gap. That's really the message in AMO, that we want those students to perform at the same level as their typical peers. So we want to continue to close that gap and monitor the achievement of those students and set up systems to do that. We've invested this year in a data system, which I think will help us do that, called SchoolNet. I think that will be very impactful and valuable for teachers. It also has assessment tools embedded in that. So teachers will have readily available not only their own assessments, but external assessments that they can use quick checks for understanding, or they can do summative assessments with that. So those will all be ways that we'll continue to monitor the growth of those students in classrooms. Across the board, I will tell you we had significant gains, particularly at Edgewood. I think it is, I mentioned that last time. We talked about it earlier tonight. The students who were third graders last year and fourth graders this year just showed tremendous gains at large. So we want to make sure we note that. And across the board, we had several increases, so we'll just continue to move in that direction. Again, we're at 80% now and not the 75, so we definitely have to take a look at fifth grade math and see what we need to add or make a little more robust. And eighth grade science was an issue for us last year. We did increase, like I said, but we're still not where we need to be, so we'll have to do some more work there. Also, remember that next year is a new set of assessments. That'll be our first shot at taking PARC assessments or the new generation assessments, or their new assessments for us,
whatever they call them,
which are much more rigorous as well. So, we've been preparing pretty hard. The staff has been preparing very hard for the past 2 years for that transition. So we'll continue to keep you updated because new legislation has just changed everything once again with House Bill 487. So, and ODE doesn't really have everything defined yet on what that group is going to look like. So we'll keep you posted on that.
And I know you put this in an update, but just for the general public, I mean, that's when you get these results. I know that you spent time with each principal reviewing them, and so you're really focusing on each area and kind of going down to that individualized instruction for each student. I mean, even eventually to that level.
Right. So what we will do once again when final data comes out is have conversations once again about the students coming in their door that they did not have the year prior, what intervention systems and supports they're going to have in place day one. Matter of fact, the high school principal and the early college high school principal received an email from me today about incoming eighth graders and our plans for those who are showing areas of weakness and what we might do to improve those. So really, you know, someone told me about 15 years ago, Diane, we're on the verge of every kid being on an IEP. And I think that's very true. While they might not have a diagnosed disability, if you will, it's really getting to the point of really personalized education and meeting the needs of every kid and where they are, but still that responsibility to get even more growth out of them in that time frame. So certainly it's a challenge for some students with diverse needs and different things happening, and we certainly have students who have a lot of needs coming in the door. And a staff that I can tell you is tremendously dedicated to trying to accomplish those tasks. But we are definitely, I think that's well said, principals and I have conversations about individual kids and what is happening instructionally for that student that might be different from their peers to increase their growth. So any questions on that data? I know we've kind of talked about it quite a bit. Last but not least, my early college fans came in. I had the pleasure of going through the early college building today, and it is so exciting. Some of the glass is in. It's, paint is going up on the walls. I know I took Sue and Brian through. Was that last week or the week before?
I think it was just last week.
And it looks totally different than that time. So, Craig, would you like to give a construction update?
I could, but I didn't bring my laptop, unfortunately, so I can't show you any pictures.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're going to leave all those colors are going to be a surprise for everyone else.
That they are. They're surprising. Well, I think I'll color this.
Okay.
Well, things are shaping up very well. We have no issues that we have identified that's going to keep us from opening at this point, and we still have a little ways to go, even though it's only 4 weeks away. Big things now are things like power and getting things from DP&L and getting things from Columbia Gas, which we don't have any control over, but they are doing everything they can to cooperate with us and try to help us out to make sure we get there. So, we are going to open 3 out of 4 areas. Just a reminder for everybody, what we're calling area D, C, and B, which is your IT labs, your science rooms, your core academic spaces, the admin area, and then the teacher lounge and the student lounge. And we are right on pace for that. The last area we call area A, which is your cafeteria, your mechatronics, your weld lab, your CNC lab, all those manufacturing-based type of spaces are going to be on 915. And that was a result of us having to throw in 120,000 square feet of fire suppression piping above the ceilings that we hadn't really anticipated. So just to kind of remind you where we are, where we're going. We've gotten past that hurdle. The areas that we're ready to occupy, the fire suppression piping is in. We've put in a ceiling grid, which is a very important milestone. You might remember way back when I talk about putting in ceiling grid, starting to drop lights, we're heading towards that completion date. Paint is on the walls. We have a lot of our aluminum storefront end. Door's going to be here in about a week. And we're just getting ready for actually a big milestone next weekend, not this one, but the following, is to shut off power and bring our new transformer and get all the big stuff connected and throw a switch and hope it all turns on. Which it will. It will. So that's some of our big hurdles that are coming up for us. And then we're looking forward to it. We're prepared, and our subcontractors are doing a great job. So the only other thing we've identified, and it's a little bit of it wasn't anticipated, is some of our flooring. Not all of it, but some of it will not be there in time. Unfortunately, it comes on a boat from Europe. Our linoleum, which is a very good product to put in your schools, none of that's made here in the United States. And so when we were going through, we wanted to pick the product that's going to last the district the best, and we picked the best product. However, when we tried to really find colors that really matched and find availability in the quantities we need, we just weren't able to find it all here in the United States. So we've got about 4,000 yards that are coming here on a boat from Europe and will be here by the middle of September. So you'll have carpet in, you'll have your ceramic in, the bathrooms will be done, the administrative room will be done, the teacher lounge, student lounge will have carpet in there. The big free study area as you walk in, that'll have carpet, but it'll have temporary transition strips around it because we're waiting for our linoleum to get here. So some of your classrooms and some of your big quarters are going to be cleaned concrete. So it's not what we wanted, but it's better to get you the best product that's going to last the life of the school, and wearability and maintenance is an important part of those contemplations when you think about it, even though we'd like to have all that in place by the 18th of August. So, and then we'll get the remainder on the 15th of September for flooring. We'll finish up all the flooring within a few weeks, and then we'll be planning or being ready for your grand opening or your dedication, I guess. I'm sorry. So that's it in a nutshell. I would love to have anyone come by and walk the school.
I want to now that it looks different again.
Oh, it looks very different.
So how are the colors looking as they go up?
Excellent. I think they look fantastic.
Absolutely. I don't have to speak say anything. Just say it for me.
They're bright.
They are very bright, and they're very very typical what you see in the school, but a very unique blend that I think is going to look really neat when it's all said and done. And you won't get the full effect until we get the flooring and the field colors and all of the things. We're going to be waiting on some of that, and then it'll all come together and look fantastic. But it's coming together very well. I've always told you it was going great, but sometimes, you're not always sure how things are going to pan out, but it's panning out better than I anticipated, actually, so from where we are today. So we're in good shape. So, yes, if any of the three board members would like to join or to schedule.
We're talking about maybe late afternoon next Tuesday.
We will make sure we put out, we'll make sure it's open for you.
Okay, all right.
And clean. Yeah, we'd love for you guys to walk through and see what the latest and greatest is. It's really impressive how hard our subcontractors have worked and how hard Diane has worked to get things lined up and get things set for us. And Mike, I mean, it's the team effort here is tremendous. And it doesn't just go to one single group. It's really a lot of folks that have come together to make this happen. It's really impressive.
How much time do we need to set aside to go through it?
Well, typically 30 to 45 minutes. I mean, it's as much as little as you'd like. I mean, I can...
We meet at 5 o'clock next Tuesday, so you want to make it 4 o'clock?
Okay, yeah.
We could do 4 o'clock before meeting.
That way you can go over there and walk through, take your time, and then have time to get over here and get settled, or wherever your next board meeting is, get settled for the meeting.
And Todd's keeping everyone in line, too. Right. So we need to make a comment about that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
He's making sure we're staying in budget.
There's some mean pictures of him drawn on our walls out there.
Probably Diane. I didn't notice those when I was over there.
I didn't say that.
Somebody was standing in front of them.
I don't know. It's probably my emails are posted in your face. So.
No, but it's going very well. We're very, very excited to bring this thing to conclusion and make it a big success.
So open house on October 1st is fine?
right after the thing.
We talked about that today.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a very lengthy discussion about transition and what we're going to do and plan A's and B's and all those kind of things. So, right at the end of September, we plan to have all the flooring complete and then cleaned one more time. And then, that's fine.
Great.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks for being here.
No problem. I'm happy to do it.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Kathy?
I don't have that much. This has been a little slower month. Other than the end of June, we had our summer bridge program, which went really, really well. We held it for 2 days, the last couple days in June, and Mr. Smith stopped out, and Sue stopped out, and it really was neat. We had 132 of the 147 kids come, and everybody else had like legitimate reasons. They were on a mission trip. They were visiting relatives. I mean, they all had. Nobody just said, "I don't want to come." And I think one of the best compliments, a mom stopped me the second day and said, "Oh, that her son hadn't really wanted to come. He said it was going to be boring. It was going to be stupid." And he came home after the first day and couldn't wait to come back. So I feel like that part was really successful. I can't thank Mr. Bruce Daniels enough. He brought 5 new cars for the kids to take their pictures in front of, and had his staff bring them out, and he kicked it off for the kids and talked about how they could make a commercial. And so our plan was, kids had to, they were organized into groups, and they had to take a selfie in front of the car without using an app or without using a timer or without having somebody else take their picture. And after they did that, then they would have to come up with a slogan and an advertisement and then use the technology to upload it and then finally present it to parents at the very end. And really, when we started this and came up with the idea, I was a little afraid that it would implode on us, that not one kid could do it and they would be frustrated. Every group was successful in some manner. Some were a little better than others, and we still have some kids that uploaded to their own files, and we need their files. But other than that, they were able to talk to people about it, and they worked pretty well together. It really was, and it was challenging for them. It was just the right amount, I think. So it went really well. They enjoyed it, and we're going to have a little in August 11th for kids that weren't there. We're going to have a 2-hour mini session where we'll do another small design challenge with them. There's not that many of them, so it'll look a little different, but we want to meet with every student before. And then we've told kids and parents that they really won't get their schedule. I know Marysville High School has pick up for their schedules, but because we really can't get in the building much before, when Craig and I talked today, I said, well, when can my teachers get in? And he's like, well, the 14th. I'm like, oh, good. Then we'll give us a chance to model flexibility. And I said, well, what about my secretary? And, you know, we'll have stuff. He goes, yeah, the 14th. I was like, all right. Because of that, we had said that the 18th, we're going to run our day, and that they'll just get their schedules then. So we'll be nimble and flexible together, I'm sure. So that's where we are right now. Mr. Smith and I went today to talk to the Realtors Association, and they were very interested and seemed excited and had good questions for us. And tomorrow night, taking our show again to the Senior Citizens Ice Cream Social to meet with them. But it was a lot of fun, and so I look forward to doing that. Mm-hmm.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
I would like to say, you know, when I walked in and they said, well, what we want the kids to do is take their phone and be able to put their phone
somehow,
you know, someplace, then step back from the phone and be able to take a picture with it. And I was impressed. There was a table that had ping pong balls and tape and straws and just
anything we thought they might.
There was all manner of things. So the kids had a wealth of resources that they could draw from to try to come up with some different way. And I imagine, because I was there the first day and not second, but I imagine they came up with, yeah, with 33 different ways.
It was. Not one of them was even close to
the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was pretty exciting, too.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for me.
Thank you. Thanks. Treasurer's report. Mr. Johnson.
I just wanted to briefly discuss the fiscal year 14 end. June 30 was the end of our fiscal year, so, you know, all our numbers are in and final, and so we can then look back at our projections and see how we did. Really, we came in very close. If you're looking at the big picture, at the bottom line, pretty well right where we expected to be. One thing that I think, if you get into the details, one thing that might jump out at you is looking at our state revenue. You'll see a big minus there, came in less than we expected, and our purchase service expenditures, big minus, came in less than we expected. That's really just an accounting change, not an actual difference in revenue or expenditures. What happened there, and unfortunately I didn't catch it prior in time to put it into the May forecast, but there was a change in our state foundation funding and how they really accounted for the revenue and deductions that they give us. And what it really ends up doing is artificially inflating our per pupil expenditure. So what I did was make a change in how it's accounted for, you know, talk to our auditors and made sure they're okay with how we're accounting for this. So basically that's why there's going to see a difference in how those are accounted for. But if you look at the bottom line, it doesn't change. Mm-hmm. It's just a change because our receipts went down, and at the same time, the expenditures went down as well. So that might have stuck out. And really, the big story is just on the ending balance. Back with the October forecast, we were anticipating an ending balance of just over $3.6 million. Then when we came up with the update in the May forecast, we had some good news, and the forecasted ending balance there was just under $4.1 million. So we had a nice increase there, $437,000. If you look at the ending balance where we actually ended up, looks like a little bit of bad news. We came in at $3.92 million. That's an actual decrease of about $172,000 compared to projections. But the majority of that is just a timing difference. So really, we really came in really close to where we projected. The timing difference has to do with our switch from 26 pays to 24 pays. So we ended up in June running an extra payroll for a certain class of employees that equated to $130,000 of that difference. So really, that's money that would have been spent in July, ended up getting spent in June. So really, we were right on with our May forecast.
Good job.
So is that if there's any questions.
Good job. Okay, Board President's report. Couple things. I just also wanted to talk about the base summer camp. I know at our last meeting, I think they were having their camp final projects a couple days after that, and I was able to go the day before the final presentations. That's at Bunsell, and it was amazing. They were really creative, project-based learning. They had like four different groups: a communication, public service announcement, robotics, outdoor adventure, and then a horticulture. Michelle Harris manages that group. She did a wonderful job. Chris Hain took me around the building, and again, it was fun to see how excited all the kids were. You know, I mean, that's the best part about it. And then again, just kind of following up on Kathy talking about that bridge program. My neighbor's son goes, and she said he was so excited. She's never seen him that excited. So that's great news. Also, I did visit the Euler School, which is in Cincinnati. It's part of a community learning center, part of Cincinnati Public Schools. And I wanted to give each of you guys some papers on this. And so next week, when we're talking about our goals and objectives, this kind of the focus of this learning center, what is it? It's schools and the communities they served are closely linked. And they felt that seldom does one succeed without the success of the other. So more than a decade ago, Cincinnati Public Schools set out to rebuild their facilities. And the focus was on better utilizing the public facilities by creating partnerships within their community that supported the needs of their students. And so they did a lot of talking with their community, what kinds of things, you know, would help us out. And in that area, it's much lower income. They had one school that served kindergarten through 12th grade, but they ended up having, like, mental health services in the building. They had early child care in the building. They had an eye doctor there. They had a dentist there. And so kids could go right there in their school building. And, they really felt like all of this stuff impacted their ability to learn and to be successful students, and it also was supporting of the families, because a lot of these families couldn't send their kids across town to see a doctor. Some of those things may not apply to Marysville, but some of those concepts do. And I think what stood out, what really struck me, is that we're already doing a lot of those things here. I mean, some of our partnerships that you started with the YMCA like Memorial Hospital, some things like that. So I guess it was just, to me, kind of a challenge to think about what other kind of partnerships can we be trying to work on to help our students and to help our community, you know, kind of use our resources as best we can. So just wanted to share that with you. And then final comment was just, I know I got in the mail a brochure about the Capitol Conference. It's not until Sunday, November 9th through Wednesday, November 12th, but just wanted to throw that out there because I know it's nice if we can get several of us to go to that. And even it'd be nice to get some administrators. I don't know if we've had anybody go for the past couple of years, so there's always a lot of good information there. So that's all I have. And moving on to the High Point report, I know Kevin bowed out on that today. He did send an update. He went to their last board meeting, and they didn't have a lot of information to go over, but I told him I would. I know I sent that to all of you guys. Really, I don't know that there's anything that I need to point out in here. So if you have any questions, Kevin's always available to answer them. He's doing a great job, I think, representing our district, so we appreciate that. Legislative report, Mr. Smith.
The state legislature is in recess, and so obviously there's not a lot going on from this right now. Contacted both of our representatives, Senator Burke and Representative Palanda. I was late in getting to them, but Representative Palanda got back, and she said that she was working on things that she sponsored, but there really wasn't anything that she was engaged in right now that was relevant to the school district. So. Okay.
Safety and Drug Committee report.
Okay, our next meeting will be August 7th, and we have talked with Honda. They're going to possibly start putting the Start Talking logo on footballs to throw out at the Friday night games. We need to get that information to the person ordering. So I think I'm going to take charge of that and see if we can't take the logo itself, because the repetition of that logo, I think, needs to be there. So maybe we can get that exact one. Looking into some T-shirts, they're talking about maybe handing out glow necklaces, things like that. And then a team of youth at each football game passing out the stuff with their T-shirts saying, Friday night done right, and on the back of it, like, drug free. So looking into that. Let's see, our kickoff for football is September 29th. So that's what we're looking to have everything done by. We're going to get a speaker lined up for the fall sports gathering, talking with parents, community, that type of thing. So that's next on the agenda. We're looking at the State Highway Patrol are interested in volunteering at the first game to help out with the message. Okay, so we're just going to talk to them about the date of being there and just confirm the time with them, and they will be there. They also gave us a youth group, a list of youth ambassadors that she'd like to participate if they haven't graduated, that they've worked with before. Also, we're talking about possibly contacting the National Guard to be present as well to answer questions and things to parents that might be there. We're also considering having a banner with Start Talking made on it that we can put it at the gate at the football games and at basketball games. So that's the update for that.
Great.
So we'll be in full gear here after the 7th.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Amy, I would, too, as you guys kind of get your overarching plan, I would send all that to the state, to that Start Talking overarching committee, because they may send people out and do some press for us.
Nice.
As well.
Okay.
I know they're interested in seeing what districts are doing with it. So
okay.
That'd be great.
That's wonderful.
That's a good idea. Okay.
We'll do that after the 7th. Right there, everything in concrete.
All right. Any public participation tonight? Nope.
No, there's not.
All right. Then moving on, approval of minutes. We have minutes from both our regular meeting on June 19th and our special meeting this past Monday, July 14th. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Pleasant. Roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We have superintendent items. So, oops, sorry, I do. Sorry about that, Todd. We need a motion to approve the treasurer CFO action items.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion by Mrs. Powers, second by Mrs. Devine. Roll call, or any questions, comments from anyone? Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries. Now let's go on to approve the superintendent items. Do we have a motion to approve all the superintendent items?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant. I'll second. Do you have anything?
New hires coming on, also supplemental contracts for the fall. You will also see that we have approval to purchase two new buses.
Right.
As you know, we've kind of been on that two-bus rotation. I think we'll see some change with recommended changes with that when we get our PI work done. But Ronnie's request at this point, he requested actually three. For now, we've settled on two with the idea of let's see where we get. We do have several buses with over 125,000 miles on them, and body work is the issue in getting those approved through inspection. So I want to make you aware of that.
Certainly,
right. That's a big expense for us as well.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. On to comments and questions from board members. So, Mr. Luke.
Well, we had a chance to meet earlier, and we're just all very happy with how Diane is doing as superintendent of this district. I just wanted to say that publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your leadership and service.
Thank you.
I've had an opportunity to see some amazing things over the summer that the kids have been involved in. With the base, I got a chance to see the final presentations. Mm-hmm. And when they began, it was the collaboration with different communities, the communications piece to the public service announcement, worked with, I think it was Channel 6, went down there, and, when the kids wrote, filmed it, edited it, put together the sound, they, put everything together, I can remember the comment was, from the leader of the program said, I didn't know how to do any of this. The kids figured it all out and put it all together. And it was just absolutely marvelous. And that was true with all the other things that kids did. The transition day that for the early high school was just absolutely blown away with the challenge and the fact that kids were so successful. It's what we expect. But it was, it was good to see, and it was real positive. And I think that, and I'm excited to hear that things are going well with the building and that all that's moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be ready to go.
And I ditto what Brian said. Thank you. I think that this coming year is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of things happening. I think it'll be crazy. Get ready. I think your hat's going to be full, but that is what you've done so far has been great, Diane, and looking forward to the next year.
Diane and Kathy both have been out to organizations speaking. We now have a date of August the 7th at 7 o'clock at the high school auditorium for a general meeting, having the ability to discuss the early, and again, some of the people in my age group are not part of some of these groups, and we're going to encourage anyone that has any questions, whether they have kids or not, to come and listen to the presentation then on this 7th. So I encourage everybody to come.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. As I was thinking, sitting here thinking about the meeting, it's like, you know, it's the end of the school year, you finish up the finances, and so I thought it is a good time to really thank both Todd and Diane. I mean, you guys have done a great job leading this year, and think about everything we've been through I just couldn't believe that we got news about that straight A grant fund just this last November, December, you know, and everything that's happened since then. And again, remembering about that sister city delegation and that visit, it's a great start for that Japanese exchange. Having to work through the blizzard bags, I think that was one of the items in there to approve the blizzard bags. So, you know, we're kind of ahead of the game now. Getting that district strategy approved. I mean, all of these things are really setting us up for what you see. I mean, I think this next year is just going to be amazing. And it wouldn't have happened without the leadership of both of you. So we really appreciate it. And also all of our support services, which I know sometimes it's easy to kind of, you know, forget about them, but between our food service, the transportation, technology, maintenance, and the fact that we're on stable ground financially. And we've been working hard to keep our community informed. And I'm proud of those quarterly newsletters that are going out and all of the times that you've gone out to talk to the community and just the involvement of the board talking with people as well. So great job. And looking forward to next year. Mr. Johnson, any comments?
Thank you.
Ms. Mankins?
I just want to say thank you, Todd, too, yeah. Because it's been great to see the forecast be such and so lining up and doing. And
thank you. Appreciate it.
No, it's certainly, I feel like we are on the cusp of being even better. We talked a lot about when I came on board, good to great, and great to even better, because I couldn't think of the word. And I really feel like that's where the pendulum is swaying. Certainly our staff is working harder than ever. I don't care if it's the maintenance staff, you know, trying to get buildings ready and the time our teachers spend in the summer getting ready for our kids to come through the door. So I think it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Excited.
I agree. And I did, and you said I did. Yeah, I always write these things down, and I hate to read them, but when I don't read them, I miss something on there. I mean, I do want to say that our staff really across the board has gone above and beyond. And I'm just proud of everybody and thankful. So with that, how about a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Pleasant, second by Mrs. Powers. Roll call, please.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carried, and the meeting's adjourned at 7:50.
Right there. Record time.